a number of weeks or months, depending on how much data you have, in order to get a model. But really, this will not get you rich. This will give you a big electricity bill, a big hardware bill. But what will get you rich is the actual inference when people are querying a database or, you know, doing some searches for something. So that's the point of the first line. Training is infrequent, but inference is forever, and that's where you want to be effective and have those accelerators. But of course, those accelerators go in big enterprise data centers, and of course, you will waste lots of electricity on them and that kind of stuff. And of course, you need to have a large engineering team. But, you know, it's totally possible to get into that business right now with RISC-V. Why? Because when you look at this accelerator, it is a very simple design. Okay, you just take a basic processing element. You copy it a few times, a few dozen times, you know. And the thing is, if you have the proper IOs, then you'll have a chip perfectly, you know, capable to do that kind of inference at scale, you know, in a big enterprise data center. So maybe you start small and you grow, and well, if you find a niche other than boring ads, then maybe AI will be useful. So that's one way where essentially you could use RISC-V as this building block, because of course the AI specific sauce would be up to you, but anything which is generic compute in that chip, you know, can be built using open source RISC-V designs. And that's the way to do it, because you don't want to reinvent the wheel with your own custom architecture for everything. Well, maybe this would be fun, but this would not be fast to market or profitable. Then, of course, AI at the edge is a big topic. We have plenty of devices all over the place with built-in AI, built-in intelligence. And, well, a good example of that is this little AI chip by a startup called Axelera. So in that case, it's really a low-power design, so you could run this in the field on battery power. It consumes just a few watts, okay? And probably if you would optimize it more, maybe it would go down up to a few milliwatts. And, well, that's great for a wide range of embedded, deeply embedded applications. In that case, the hardware is fairly small, so it could fit on a small M2 form factor board. Okay, so a very small chip with the supporting components. And really, when you look at this, this is yet another very simple design. You have common building blocks with the RISC-V controllers, and of course, security on the chip built in, because, well, if you are deploying this in the field, you need secure boot, you need assurances that someone who would rip off the device from the wall, let's say, wouldn't be able to access the data and be rich instead of you. Well, no. There are privacy implications and other like that, other things like that, of course. So really, the fact that the security is built in the case of this particular design is really fundamental, because you are deploying in the field. And so you want to ensure that the data is private, and of course that it stays really uncompromised. Another way to do this is to deal with maybe commercial vendors. So for example, Andes Technology, a well-known RISC-V vendor, they've got a number of RISC-V cores, of course, but then they will happily license you their